Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Kevin, I know you've been applying the TB12 method to your life lately and drinking 2.5 gallons of water per day.
I do drink a lot of water.
But Odell Beckham Jr. does not. He doesn't like water. Said it really does. He really doesn't like to drink water because of the slushy stomach feeling it gives him.
We actually have audio of him saying that.
Oh, let's hear about it then. Today on The Fan.
I really don't like water. I'm trying. I really just don't like it. You know, when you get that stomach feeling, it's all slushy. Like, I'm trying to stay hydrated, but, you know, sometimes I just got to get an IV. It's just necessary. You know, you're cramping in both calves. It's hard to run and make cuts. And if you're cramping and dehydrated, you're susceptible to something else. So I'm trying to stay on top of it the best that I can.
He needed an IV to get through the Giants game against the Eagles recently, and he needed an IV against the Saints in week 4. And he's saying he's not hydrated for games.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks.
That's Beckham right there.
That is Beckham's calling card song right there. And I just think it's absolutely ridiculous that a prime athlete that plays as hard as he does and does the things he does cannot get over a weird stomach feeling, something being put into him, something being put into his stomach, and he can't get over it and get past it so that he can be ready to rock for a football game. Does he need the IVs? But can you take an IV and not drink water? Like,
yeah.
Is that okay?
Well, if you have access to that, I guess, but you probably shouldn't, right?
Then why not just be okay with him taking the IV then? And be like, okay, fine then, just take the IV.
It's probably just simpler if he would drink the water. But before we judge too much, 877-881-1053, wanted to pose this question to everybody, because Odell Beckham is a weirdo because he doesn't like water, but don't we all have, like...
We're made of 90% water, Kevin!
I'm going to fact check that in the break. But don't we all have, like, the one thing that we don't like or can't do or can't stand that society just accepts and loves? And so, like, I think Odell Beckham Jr. is a strange cat in a lot of different ways, and this is just another one of them. But we all have something, right? Like, me personally, the world loves ketchup. I hate it.
Ugh. Why not?
I think.
Why do you hate ketchup?
I think it's gross and unnecessary.
I think
the
you're
world...
gross and unnecessary.
Whoa!
Ketchup is fantastic.
Dude, I didn't say anything
about you.
You can
put it
on
burger. I'm sorry about that. You can put it on burgers. You can put it on hot dogs. You can put it on french fries, mashed potatoes, meatloaf, whatever.
Mashed potatoes?
Yeah, Vern Lundquist. Don't you remember that story that Skin always tells about Vern Lundquist?
Yes.
And his neighbor? I mean, there's so many different things. I don't put it on my mashed potatoes, but you can. You can put it on eggs. They're just... plenty of stuff you could put
pretty
ketchup
much anything
on.
That you can put you that I would put hot sauce on. Somebody that does not like hot sauce, they could use ketchup and substitute.
And so I'm saying, I think it's unnecessary and gross. Odell Beckham Jr. thinks water's gross, but he's realizing it's necessary. So 877-881-1053, what's your thing that you're like, I think it's gross, or I don't want to do it, or whatever, that the world's like, it's awesome? Because his is water, mine is ketchup. What do you guys got?
Why is he? And he's dehydrated from running, right, and sweating, not from like drinking something else that's like seawater or something like that.
He was on the party boat.
You drink?
So I don't know.
You drink ocean water? It's salty, right?
It's 7 o'clock, man. You need to be careful.
I mean, you can get that at Sonic.
Okay.
They have ocean water.
They have ocean water at Sonic, Kevin.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What?
I don't like Oreos. I've made this abundantly clear.
And Funyuns.
I will point out. All right. I will, however, point out, and I don't even like the cupcake Oreos, the red velvet Oreos. All of them have been trash so far, except for one. There's one Oreo I may have given a try. It's the peanut butter chocolate pie Oreo, and it might be a fantastic cookie. Other than that, though.
It sounds like you do like Oreos.
It might
then.
Be. I'm saying. All the other Oreos, though, trash. So and everybody else seems to love Oreos, and I don't understand why. I don't get you. Like, you were deprived of good tasting cookies most of your life.
Holy smokes, a lot of feedback on this from the 214. I also hate ketchup. It ruins the integrity of the French fry. From the 903.
Well, just put it on somebody's steak and then be happy.
Ketchup on a steak?
I'm just joking. Oh,
my God.
That. The steak just
doing?
Better be good.
I agree with Odell Beckham. I hardly ever drink water. From the 940, watermelon. It's disgusting. From the 682, I love tattoos, but I hate needles. Somebody said Deadpool. I don't get it. That movie sucks.
What is...
wow.
Hold on, the first one or the second one?
They said the first one.
Yeah, no. No one can understand you right now.
From the 469, guacamole. Hmm. Oh, another one from the 972, guacamole from the 214, ranch.
Kevin, do you like guacamole?
No.
Why not?
Which is unfortunate.
Have you ever tasted good guacamole?
Are
you afraid to taste good
guacamole? I don't
understand
why people say, have you ever tasted good whatever? Because then I'm like, well, obviously not, because I haven't liked it.
Right, but I think you're afraid to taste it. I think you're like one of those that's like, nah, it looks weird. I'm not going to try it.
It does look weird. I tried it before. I didn't like it. And I'm just like one of those people that just one time is fine. You know, like that's the same thing with first impressions. They're like, give him another chance. And I'm like, I got it.
All right. Okay. Yeah, Colby.
So I have two, and they're my major two. But one has been a war in between. If you like one, you're not going to like the other. So I like mayonnaise. I hate Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip. I've heard this before. Miracle
so
why?
Great. Miracle Whip is god-awful nasty.
Nope.
I don't know why somebody would take a perfectly good mayonnaise and go, you know what we're going to do? We're going to add zing and tang to it to make all the sandwiches
love
kind of
the
finish
tang.
With that nasty taste.
The tang's the best part of it, though. Like, that's my favorite part of it.
It's really not.
The tang makes the tuna taste better, too.
It doesn't accent the tomatoes or the bacon or anything right. It just makes it all try to taste sweet. And it's like, no, I don't want anything to taste sweet on my sandwich.
You put the tang of the mayo with the tang of like a pickle, the pickle, the relish.
Uh-huh.
And then now you just made tuna so much better.
No, I make a better tuna without adding that crap in it.
Oh my gosh.
And honey mustard is devil diarrhea.
What?
It's bad.
Yeah, I don't love honey mustard.
It's bad.
Somebody from the 972 also hates Miracle Whip. What's wrong with honey mustard?
Do you like honey?
I do.
Do you like mustard?
No. I like all kinds of mustard.
Yeah, I do too. I don't like the two of them together.
I don't put them together.
And
don't mess it up.
My reason is kind of stupid. I don't love the taste, but I had to make it at a restaurant before, and there were like 15 different steps to make this thing, and you're sitting there trying to make it and also take care of your tables at the same time. Or, hey, guess what? It's time for me to leave work. I just got done with my shift. Oh, before you leave, we need you to make all the damn honey mustard. And you're sitting there chopping up everything, and you're like, this is taking forever. So I started to hate honey mustard.
From the 214, I got to read this because I agree, and I know I'm in the minority
fried
here.
Pickles are great. You need to shut up.
I love dipping sauces, but cane sauce makes life almost impossible by existing. It's the worst. I agree.
You can go.
I
don't know.
I like their food and I like their Texas toast, but I do not get the
obsession
with that.
You like Texas toast.
That's right.
You like a slice of bread that isn't even buttered.
It's delicious. It's like fried with butter. You can taste it.
Good God.
It's delicious. From the 512, they hate Fortnite. From the 214, they hate tomatoes. From the 817 and the 469, both of them hate cheese. Now, Colby, I know you're a cheese aficionado.
I am, and that's actually coming from somebody that is lactose intolerant. I just suffered through because I like really expensive cheeses.
Yeah, he does, man.
God, he's so bougie.
So, anytime I can get anything like a cloth-bound aged white cheddar or something like that, that's just like, yes!
Oh. Is that the Sargento brand or the Kraft? Because I don't know what you're saying. We went to the store in Arizona, and we're like grabbing cheese, and he's looking at the cheese we have, and he's like, okay, I got these two bricks that are $12 to $15 a piece. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the hell is
they
that?
Were really good,
they
though.
Were really good.
They were fantastic.
But it was astonishing how much they cost.
How much time he spent looking at them, too.
Remember you gotta see. You got to kind of smell through the cellophane wrapper. You really got to get to know the cheese you buy it.
How firm is it?
Right.
How supple is it?
Man, right. Is it going to be real brittle? You're looking for that taste that catches at the back of your mouth where it's because it's so
smell
sharp.
It in the tip of your nose. Yeah. You got to ask, are you supple? That's what you have to ask.
Like William Shatner would. Odell Beckham's dislike of water has really fired up this Kane debate here. Two different people from the 214 and the 817 said, I agree, Kane sauce is horrible. And then another person from the 940 told me to F off because of that opinion. But
I'm glad they said it because I was going to say it on air.
Wow.
From the 936, someone else has actually found something that is in my range too. I guess I found a third thing. I didn't realize I did. I normally can eat anything you put in front of me. But from the 936, bread and butter pickles are a disgrace.
I agree. Growing up, my grandmother had them, and I loved them because I was a kid, and you know it was amazing.
Right.
But then as I got older, my tastes changed. I was like, no, don't want that.
Better be a sour pickle. Better be dill or kosher.
Yeah.
Get that bread and butter out of here.
Yeah, Kevin, you better eat some damn pickles if you know what's good for you.
I will not. Now, keep that feedback coming in, 877-881-1053. I just want to tell you real quick before we go to Parker,
what is universally loved that you do not like?
Because Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't like water, and they asked Pat Shurmur, the Giants head coach, about this, and his response, I think, is hilarious. He goes, that's news to me. Yeah. I mean, listen, Odell and I and the players, we talk about a lot of things. We don't talk about our like and dislike for water. And then a couple of reporters said he walked off and then muttered under his breath, what a business. So he had to stand there and answer questions about his star
player.
No, he
didn't. He doesn't have to answer that question.
But he did.
Here's what he can do. Here's exactly what he can do. This is ridiculous. We're going to talk about something else. And if you want to talk about this game this weekend, we can talk about that. Otherwise, I'm not talking about Odell Beckham's water love or hate. That's all he has to do. Belichick does it every week and wins Super Bowls all the time. All he has to say,
once Shurmur wins the Super Bowl, then he can shut it down. That's what people don't get about, like, whether it's Pop or whether it's Belichick. They only get away with that
because
they
the best.
Won. Got yeah. It. If you're just a guy, everyone would be like, you need to shut the hell up.
This is why you're going to get fired. Nobody's going to care.
Exactly. All hey, right. Speaking of that, Parker, what's your answer?
Man, I feel like I'm going to piss some people off with this. And it's a realization I just came to. Everybody loves the State Fair, right?
Oh, no.
Well... Not a big fan.
Hold on. Of Texas, Parker?
Yes, yes.
The state fair.
Yes, the one that's like 10 minutes away.
The great state
from our building.
Did you just say you don't like the fair?
Yeah, I went yesterday.
Corey, what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to the fair.
Oh, my God.
I went yesterday, and like when I got there, I was super excited, and then I realized about an hour in why I'm not as in on the fair as everybody else, because I walked around for an hour, had a beer that I probably could have somewhere else. Actually, definitely could have somewhere else, because it's a local brew. Saw a show that involved pig races.
Pig
that
races
I've seen,
are great. Did you
that
see
I've
Elvis
seen the,
Pigsley?
Yes, I did.
He was amazing.
And Hama Montana.
Hama Montana.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I've seen that same race every single year. And the dog show that was going to be later in the day. Seen it every year.
That's
I've just,
great.
Like,
yes.
As like, an adult now, love? I go and I'm like, I get the same fried food. They don't change the shows at all.
Did you ride the elephants?
What?
The elephant. Or the ladybug? Did you ride the ladybug?
No.
I went on Crazy Mouse.
The rides are never different. The games are never different.
You
like,
ride the
it's
Ferris
always
wheel?
The same. We go back every single year, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. It's not great. It's just a thing. I'm walking around for 5 hours seeing the same things
Who
I saw
you?
At this time last year.
Who hurt you?
A lot of people, Corey.
I kind of agree with Parker because I've just seen the fair from afar and decided I didn't want to go. I don't think I've ever been.
But you can't say you hate it because you haven't been.
No, I'm just avoiding it because I think I would feel the same way Parker does.
That's.
It used to be great. When I was a kid, I loved it, but now I'm just like.
Shocking.
I don't have a reason to come back because I've seen it all 15 times now.
Corey, I thought the weirdest thing we were going to talk about in this segment is that Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't like water. And then Parker said...
He's not human.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Colby added in that he's not human either.
Maybe mine doesn't count, though, because everyone texting in right now seems to agree with me.
You shut your mouth right now. Those people don't care. You're texting those in.
It's different numbers.
That's your number then, too, Colby.
Somebody also texted in and said they don't like Brussels sprouts. Those aren't universally beloved.
Nobody loves Brussels
sprouts. 972 said chocolate, and the 817 said bacon. There's too much of it everywhere. That's shocking. Who hurt our audience?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.